Welcome back to Football Lenses, everybody.
Jesus Christ, why don't you warn me? I'm over here on my phone.
We're back. Another week, another episode. How you been, man? How you doing? How's life?
I'm a little startled right now, but I like to do a little warm-up before the episode to get my voice ready. I know nobody can see us, but AJ just stuck out his tongue and shook his head violently. I don't know what's going on.
I don't know either, bro.
I went from startled to frightened. But my week has been all right, I suppose. Let's see. What have I done? I didn't do much, honestly. This weekend, saw John Cena's last match. Very disappointing stuff. The GOAT is gone.
Yeah, I'm giving up too, bro.
I think it was a big F you to, I think, the people running the company. Because fuck them. I slept maybe 2 hours and then went downtown with AJ. Well, Northside, not downtown. Other city. To catch Newcastle game. Versus Sunderland. New spot called Mrs. Murphy's and Son's Irish.
Something like that.
Some shit like that. I wanted to really try their food and everything, but like I said, I slept like 2 hours. I think I was still drunk from the night before.
Don't worry, it was ass.
I got a sausage roll. It was like small little thing. It was very mid. I had to like your stomach at the moment. Honestly, I'm surprised we even got home. I don't know how I drove. Fell asleep, watched the second half of the Bears game, beat the Browns.
Bear down.
And then I started that new job. That has been my week. So.
Nice.
Not very eventful.
Nice.
Yeah. How's your week been?
Let me think. Didn't really do much. Well, actually, that's not true. Since last week, I moved into my new office at work.
Nice.
That was last Tuesday. Normally, we record on Tuesdays, but we recorded on Monday last week.
We did.
So, yeah, I moved in on Tuesday. It's cool. Today, I took a new mode of transport to the office. So, I typically take the Metro. Today, I took the Pace bus.
Very nice.
And it was great.
Yeah, my dad said he never had really any complaints when he took it for work.
It was a little long on the way back.
Yeah.
But I knocked out both ways, I'm not going to lie.
Is yours a straight shot or do they have other stops?
Nah, just straight.
That's nice. How did it feel being on the shoulder?
I don't know, I was asleep. I literally got on in Plainfield. So we have one stop in the morning. In the afternoon, there's a couple stops, but I'll explain why in a sec. So in the morning, pick us up in Plainfield, go straight to Burr Ridge.
Mm-hmm.
Where they also have another station, pick up those people, and then straight downtown. And then they only stop if you tell them to stop.
Nice. For those who are not from the Chicagoland area, the Pace bus takes the highway and gets to drive on the shoulder.
Yeah.
That's
one of the main reasons that there's large shoulders.
Yes.
On Chicago highways or Chicagoland highways.
So when the shoulder is wide enough for the bus where it's permitted, it goes on the shoulder.
Yeah. On the way back, however, so it also just dropped me off right in front of the building. Like I just crossed the street in the morning.
No shit.
And I was there.
Did you ask it to stop there?
There was another person on the bus that asked it to stop. I would have.
Is it like the CTA, like in the city where you get like pull the string?
There's like a little button. It looks like an airplane kind of. Where like above you, there's like lights, vents, and then in the middle, there's a button. You press the button.
It's like one of those. One of those bus, coach buses. It's like, what's a coach bus?
Yeah. Basically, seats mad comfy, bro.
Yeah.
Nice and cushiony, leather. Very well heated.
Never been on that Pace bus.
So, because yesterday I took the CTA. Now, basically, when I take the Metro, I get on the 7 a.m. train. I used to get the 6:30. 6:30 is just too early, bro. I can't do it. Only because people on the fucking Metro are dickheads. And, like, oh, there's no open seat. Let me throw myself into the seat next to the guy that's sleeping. Mm. And they're like, sit down. And like, I rode the 6:30 train last week, I think. Fell asleep for like 20 minutes. Woke up because the lady next to me just kept elbowing me. I'm like, bro, what the fuck are you doing? But obviously, I didn't say anything because I didn't want to make a big deal at 7 a.m.
You should have been like, bitch.
So I was like, bro, what are you doing? But now, I don't take the 6:30 one anymore. I take the 7 o'clock one because 6:30 is just too early, bro. But then I get downtown, 8 o'clock. I got to walk 30 minutes to the new office. Mm. So I'll get there like 8:30. Whereas I used to get there at like 8:10 to the old office. Pace bus, however, picks me up 6:23, takes off, goes to Burr Ridge, goes to the downtown. I got dropped off at the office at 7:38.
I'm sorry, what time did the bus leave the station?
6:23.
So you still have to get up early, but you could sleep on the way there. Yeah. And it's
more. Hour and 10 minutes. It was nice because, A, bus was empty as shit this morning. Like, literally less than 10 people on the bus.
Not every day, though.
No, but for now. You don't get bothered by the person because, like, on the metro, they check your ticket on the way to the final stop. Mm-hmm. Whereas on the bus, you just scan on and then you're in. Right. Like, that's it. They don't bother you.
Yeah.
So it's quiet. They also turn the lights off in the morning so you can sleep. Mm-hmm. They also turned them off on the way back because it was dark outside. So they were like, we'll just turn the lights off, which is part of the reason I fell asleep.
Fair.
I
almost fell asleep on the way home from work today, except my commute was me driving on the highway. So, yeah.
Terrible. It was kind of packed on the in the afternoon, but it wasn't full. It was just, there's probably like 30 people.
I almost crashed like twice on my way home today, but only because, like, you know when you're driving on the highway and like traffic's flowing, like, I wouldn't say it's traffic, but like there is like a good amount. Like it's steady, right? It's
there's
steady.
Cars and they're moving and then they just stop.
And then out of nowhere, it's just like you're going like maybe 70 miles per hour, you're chilling. Sometimes you go down to like 60, but it's a good flow. And all of a sudden you have to like hit the brakes because now you have to go like 20 miles per hour for like 30 seconds. No reason at all. Everybody just stops. And it's like the first time that happened, I low-key kind of freaked out because like I had a good distance and everything, but the car in front of me, they just slam on their fucking brake. And I'm like, well, fuck. Like, okay, I'm cool. But then I freak out because the guy behind me, right? Like, I've been in an accident like that before. The guy behind hit me. And big-ass truck, too. Like, it wasn't a semi, but it was like a big, like, F-250 work truck with a ladder on top. And I'm like, I'm about to get fucking decapitated if that bitch. He was behind me the whole time from 355 to 55.
Damn.
From Lombard and shit, so fucking no. Yeah, so
well, yeah, no, that's pretty much it. But it was nice
commuting.
I mean, it took a long time to get home, but like I said, I slept, so
yeah,
it's cool. I also did my Duolingo for the day.
Hell yeah. What's a new word you learned today?
Nothing. I didn't learn anything new.
Okay, give me a phrase that you had to do in Spanish.
I didn't do a phrase. I just listened, and then it was like, what words did you hear? Then you pick the word.
What words did you hear today?
Vestidos.
Okay. What's that mean?
Dresses.
And give me another one.
Some colors. Like rojo.
Which
verde.
Is
like just basic colors, bro. Red, green. Come on, bro.
Okay.
Not stupid. Well, I am stupid. I mean. But yeah.
Can you form a sentence? That you weren't able to before with your Duolingo progress?
No, Duolingo is the biggest scam ever, bro. I have like a 330-something day streak.
Jesus.
And I genuinely don't think I've learned a single new word.
Find another app.
I've already been there for 330, bro. I can't,
owl's,
just abandon it, bro.
The owl's going to hear you talking shit about it and come and beat your ass.
Fuck that owl, bro.
You'll do it.
But yeah, that was my train ride. Sleep and Duolingo.
Hell yeah.
In the morning, it was just sleep. What else did I do? Oh, I played golf and pickleball on Saturday.
Thanks for the invite.
That was quite fun. Went undefeated in pickleball. Hmm. We almost broke 90 on golf as well. We did a three-man scramble.
I don't know what that means.
And we got 92.
Because you've never invited me to play golf.
Well, it's like a time thing, bro. You only have 3 hours. It's expensive.
I still don't know.
I know, but there's a reason you don't know.
Because you don't invite me.
It would take ages, bro.
I watched Happy Gilmore.
We play with Brian, and it takes ages because he doesn't know how to golf. But he tries. You've never tried.
Because I don't get fucking invited.
Well, I know that, but that's why I'm not saying that.
What do you mean? If I went, I would try.
No, I know you would try.
I go hard at top golf.
But that's the thing. Is like, you don't know how to golf.
Bro, it's not even a real, like, it's just a fucking screen. You just hit the ball.
I know, bro, but it takes time.
Happy Gilmore.
We had it for 3.5 hours, and we barely finished. 18 holes. And you don't even walk. You just hit the ball, and that's it.
So it takes longer than real golf?
No. It takes less time.
I've been saying this for a year, but you're fucking taking me to play golf.
We can go outside. We'll go to the driving range. I'll teach you how to golf.
I've actually driven a golf cart on a golf course before, but I've never played in it.
So the issue is that I also don't have clubs anymore. Like, I do.
Don't you have a whole set?
I do, but, like, half of them are broken.
You got the cheap ones, or are you just fucking angry?
No, I got cheap ones.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And, like, either the grip fell off, or, like, the actual club head came off the shaft.
Well, they have some at the course, though.
No.
Really? They don't let you borrow?
Not around here.
Really? I thought that was a thing.
Some, yeah. But they're also expensive to rent, I think. Because they don't rent, like, cheap golf clubs.
Right. Let me borrow the cart.
That's true. They do.
But it was...
That's the most fun part, honestly.
Well, I only did it because it was during work and I had to complete a public service.
I feel like that's my issue with golf is, like, the first, like, 10 to 12 holes... So the first, like, 5 holes is typically my best 5.
Because the easiest ones?
Nah. It's just, like, that's when I'm most motivated.
Mm.
And then I start hitting terrible shots, and then I just kind of, like, get less motivated. And then by, like, the 10th hole, I'm just kind of, like, I'm fucking over this shit, bro.
So it's just, like...
And you still have 8 other holes after that.
Aren't there, like, ones where you can do, like, just, like, either, like, 9 or 12
or
something?
Yeah, you can just do 9.
Yeah.
So, but that's, like, everybody that wants to go and play 18. It doesn't make sense for me to play 9 and you to play 18 if we're going to be there together.
Oh, yeah. I might as well
just play the 18.
Yeah. But it's unlimited time, right?
Kind of.
Okay, obviously it's not like you're there all day, but like...
Well, like, they'll yell at you if you take too long.
People behind you?
No, the actual golf course people.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because they'll be like, that team just complained about you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck what they complain about, boy. Yeah. Honestly, every time I went this last year, or this year, I guess... We were slow, but only because we kept catching up to the people ahead of us, which typically we wouldn't do in the past. So I think it's progress.
I'm trying to go to the golf course and network with some white-collar folk.
But, yeah, so golfed. It was okay. Pretty good, considering. It was like the best scramble round we've had, and then pickleball. I only played 3 games. I won all 3, though.
Well done, AJ.
And then came home, took a nap. Started watching wrestling. Took another nap. My dad woke me up to watch the John Cena match.
What a dad.
I should have just fucking slept, bro. Fucking waste of time. And then I watched... I watched Tires last week. I was going to say I watched Tires, but that was last week. I'm getting my weeks mixed up now.
It'd be like that.
Sunday, woke up, went to the Newcastle game.
Which we will talk about later.
Came home, didn't do anything. And then I watched the Lions game. And then I did nothing again.
Did the Lions win?
And then, no, we lost. And then, yeah, that's it. Now I'm here.
Dave L's in sports, I apologize.
Tomorrow I got a happy hour at work from 2 to 5.
Of course you fucking do. What were we just talking about?
Thursday I'm going to Indianapolis after work.
Thursday?
Friday, I'm going to Michigan after work.
Oh, yeah, you told me you fucking, yeah.
It's going to be a long fucking week, innit? But the good news is, I only work Monday and Tuesday next week. And then I'm off until January 5th.
Oh, nice.
And I'm working from home both days next week.
Mm.
They were like, do you want to work from home? And I was like, I wasn't even going to ask. I was just going to do it. What are you going to do? Fire me? Please. I dare you. Just let me get unemployment and severance, please.
I don't know why, but when you said Michigan, you reminded me. I think I'm going to go to Ann Arbor next, like, fall to go to a Michigan University game.
I've always wanted to go.
Me too.
That's like growing up, Michigan was like the college I really wanted to go to. And then I didn't apply because I was like, it's just too much.
It's a lot of money.
Tuition is like 60K. Yeah. But it's also like a top 10 university.
A year or like a semester?
No, a semester.
Yeah, fuck that. Mine was Ohio State.
Oh, fucking Michigan's biggest rival.
Yeah.
But you wanted to go because of the band.
I wanted to pursue music, something in music, but, in that scope, yeah.
I just wanted to go to Michigan because it's cool.
Yeah.
Because they have, it's literally a top 10 school in the country, academically.
Mm.
Especially in accounting, surprisingly. It's a top 3 accounting institute.
Big-ass university. I ended up at JUCO and did a job.
But, yeah, that didn't happen. But I've always wanted to go. I was trying to convince someone to go to a college football game this year. Because we went to the Northwestern Stadium and I was like, wow, this is nice. I can only imagine what it would be like for a real college football game.
Well, you should have told me. I've been wanting to go to Wisconsin.
Nah, that would be sick.
Madison.
U of W.
Yeah, but now I don't really feel like it. Because.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that person. But yeah, obviously I'm not really, I'm barely into NFL football, let alone I don't fuck all about college. Oh, yeah.
I don't watch college football at all.
I don't know anything. I barely know the university. I don't even know who's in the Big Ten.
I only watch, the bowl, not even the bowl, the final, the championship game.
I don't even know. I just know that there's one with Pop-Tarts in it. But yeah, no, I'm 100% down like a Michigan. I mean, because my cousin, obviously, she lives in Michigan, and but she went to Western Michigan. But she, I think she might know because she's been wanting to go too. I don't know if she knows people out in Ann Arbor. Well, that'd be dope.
You know, Baby V's sister went to Michigan State.
Where's that at?
Lansing, Michigan.
Is that one of Big Two?
Yeah.
I don't know if I've heard of Michigan State. I've only heard of Western and
Michigan State Spartans. They wear green and white.
Oh, never mind. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know. Okay. You know, my school had a pretty big team as well. The Joliet Junior College Wolves. I don't know if you've heard of them.
But yeah, they said that so obviously because Michigan State is also a big rivalry. They would go up there for when they played each other.
That's sick.
Because they play each other almost every year. And it'll be this year's Michigan State Stadium, next year Michigan. And they rotate games.
Yeah, that's
at home and away.
Maybe a weekend where because Ann Arbor's on the way to Detroit, right? So try to find a weekend where Detroit City plays on a Saturday. Then Michigan University plays on that Sunday.
No, they play on Saturdays too.
For fuck's sakes. I thought football was for Sundays.
NFL football. Because college on Saturday. But that's fine. We can find it. We can make it work.
Maybe a day where Detroit plays on a Sunday. Detroit City?
Yeah. Or Friday.
Or Friday.
Or if they if Michigan's at noon and Detroit's at 7.
That might be pushing. I might not make it there conscious.
That's fine.
Okay. Yeah.
Speaking of Detroit City, USL dropped their schedule.
Yes.
And their rosters this year.
Yes, for the new
promotion, upcoming season.
Relegation season
it's not started yet.
Well, no, that's going to be in 2 years, right?
Well, yeah, but the ones they dropped are for this year.
But is it not going to be the same shit in 2 years? Because they're not going to promotion relegation. It's going to be the same teams, is it not?
I don't know because there might be some teams that buy their way up and some that get put down.
Okay.
Based on performance and stuff. Fair. So there might still be promotion and relegation just without the point port. You know what I mean?
It basically just goes Detroit, on financially.
Yeah. If Detroit does really terrible, obviously they're not going to get demoted, but technically I guess they could.
Financially they'd get kicked down to League One.
Yeah.
Instead of the championship. Yeah, you did send it. Let me see if I can find it.
I'm actually super pissed when I go on this fucking website and I see Milwaukee Pro Soccer, bro. It pisses me off every time.
Yeah, they really fumbled the bag on that.
This one I do actually want to go to, though.
Which one?
they have announced USL Pro Iowa.
And that the one that's owned by, like, the Atletico one?
No, that's Atletico Dallas, no?
No. There's a team in Des Moines, I believe. It's like Atletico, the Iowa, some shit. I'll bring it up in a bit against, but... What the fuck? I can't speak. I'll bring it up later. But... the championship split up to Western and Eastern conferences. Is that the first time they do that?
Nah.
Because I didn't know if that was a thing in the USL. Because I'm not going to name all the teams. I think I'm just going to kind of name the teams that I didn't think were... because most of the teams are still, like, that were originally in the championship are still there. Uh-huh. Like, you know, you have your Phoenix Rising, Sacramento, Oakland. I don't know if they're in it, but Indy 11, Louisville, Pittsburgh. But there's a couple of new ones that I don't even know if they're in the USL before, but Brooklyn. I know it's a newer team. I don't know if they were necessarily in... I don't think they're in the championship. I don't even know if they're in the USL. Another one is... I have no idea when Jacksonville got a team. It might be brand new.
It is relatively new. I don't know how new, but it is newish.
Sporting Club Jacksonville, because I've never seen them before. And I'm not going to say I keep up with USL, but at least I have a decent idea.
We're familiar.
Of what teams are where-ish. But yeah, that one was weird to me.
They are a new team for next year.
Like brand speaking?
Sporting Jacksonville announces first USL championship player signings.
Yeah. And the rest, for the most part, are, you know, typical USL teams. If you want, look it up. I'm not going to bore you with every single one, right?
Yeah.
But they also announced, they didn't announce League 2, which would be the third tier, because there's so many teams, and I generally don't really know how it works. But the League 1.
Yeah, inaugural season, that's cool.
League 1 isn't going to have conferences, though, is it? Because it just says what teams are going to be in it.
Is it not?
But...
no, it has to.
From what I see here, it just says USL 1, 2026 clubs. And a lot of them, again, are the ones that, if you know anything about USL, they've been, you know, around. Oh, it's Athletic Club Boise.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, is it Boise?
Wait, but that, isn't Boise in Idaho?
Yeah. No, but they're making one in Iowa as well.
Okay, so different team I was thinking about. And the cool thing is Athletic Club Boise from Idaho, for whatever reason, has connections to the Basque Country in Spain. So it was actually named after Atletico Bilbao.
I did see that, actually.
So
that's dope.
Look into the story if you want, but there's some ties there somehow. The one that caught my eye was, obviously, the Cosmos are back. I don't know where the fuck they've been playing. I mean, obviously, the team folded, or has folded several times. So I think it's kind of cool.
Except their kit is ugly as fuck.
Yeah, their kit.
Disgusting.
For like a comeback kit for like years. Awful. I wonder where they're going to play. I don't know that part.
I don't know.
Yeah. They did put Fort Wayne, Indiana, which is a new team.
I know. I can't wait, bro.
I think we're definitely going to most likely go to a game.
I'm going
to
try my best.
When that season starts.
I kind of want to be at the opening game.
Is their stadium going to be done, though?
I don't know.
One that caught me off guard, Corpus Christi FC. Didn't know y'all had a team. If you're from there, I apologize, but
I think they might be relatively new as well.
I did not know y'all existed. Sarasota, Paradise.
Oh,
when the
my
fuck
God.
Does Sarasota get a team?
The Cosmos are playing in New Jersey, bro.
Typical.
At a baseball stadium.
A New York team in Jersey?
Wait, so when did who get a team? Oh, Sarasota?
Yeah, I didn't even know they had a team. Didn't even know where Sarasota was until you told me.
Florida.
Yeah. Didn't know. Don't know. What the... yeah. Never heard of it. Sorry.
I feel like there's so many new teams in USL, it's kind of hard to keep up, bro. Which is honestly the perfect time to get into USL.
Yeah. Like, I know FC Naples is relatively new. They're only like a year or two. AV Alta as well is a newer team. Boise, of course. Fort Wayne, obviously new. Corpus Christi. I could just be ignorant and they could have come from League Two. I don't know. And I want to say Westchester Soccer Club is relatively newer. I could be very wrong, though. But the rest have been there for, I mean, Portland's newer team, but.
It looks like Sarasota's first season was last. Oh, it was 2023, actually.
Okay.
Oh.
But I'm assuming they're either League Two, or. Yeah. So a lot of these teams either like brand spanking new or came from USL League Two or like a lower league or something.
Yeah. I think that the saddest news about this all, the whole USL thing is the fact that there's no longer a Jägermeister Cup, bro. It's been renamed.
What is it now?
The Prinks Tires USL Cup.
That sounds dumb as fuck.
It is. But there's a lot of teams, a lot of good teams in it.
I think right now is a good time to get into USL, like you were saying, because, yeah, there's a fairly new amount of teams, but I think this next season is
the... It was a Cambridge Super League. What the fuck is that? Is that the woman? Oh, yeah, it is.
It's the start of, like, the base of what's going to be the season after with promotion and relegation.
Facts.
So... And, I mean, there's a lot of teams in the USL who are getting, like, soccer-specific stadiums as well.
True.
RIP
Indy 11 still to this day, bro.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, a lot of them get scammed throughout the time because, well, not scammed, but, like, take, for instance, was it Sacramento, I believe, who, for several years, said they're going to get their own stadium. City had approved, then they didn't. Then the MLS said, no, we're going to take you. And then they didn't. And then now they're going to get their stadium, supposedly. I think they broke ground. Same thing happened to Indy recently, Indy 11 in Indianapolis, where they literally set up a whole stadium district. It was sick. MLS said, no, just wait.
Oh, this is sick.
We got you. And they said, fuck off.
Port St. Lucie?
Oh, yeah, it's a new team.
A new team in...
Florida. Apparently, they're very... Where are they from, though?
Florida.
Okay. I saw that they were very problematic because they wanted to build a stadium, and the surrounding, like, the residents, the locals, hated the idea of a stadium because they said their government had abandoned them because there's so many other issues in the area.
They also recently announced Fort Lauderdale is getting a team.
And that just...
There's so many teams coming, dude. It's crazy. It's actually impossible to keep up.
Yeah, it's getting insane. I think, like... I don't even know. Like,
ah, this one's sick. Oh, Sporting Cascade? Yeah, there. Oh, so Corpus Christi is new, brand new.
Oh, cool, okay. So they got Fort Wayne there. Jacksonville, Brooklyn.
We got Atletico Dallas, Brooklyn FC, which they have a women's team in USL.
Do they?
But this is their first time as men.
Okay. What's that one next to them?
Santa Barbara Sky.
Yeah.
Never even heard of that. They don't even know that was a thing.
Well, it does say future clubs.
Yeah, but like all the others, I think I've heard of.
Cosmos. Not all of them.
Jacksonville, which we just talked about. The Oklahoma City Energy, who recently announced their stadium. The Corpus Christi Sharks, Athletic Club, the Boise, Fort Lauderdale United, Fort Wayne. What is Fort Wayne's name, actually?
Fort Wayne FC.
FC. That's fucking shit. The New York Cosmos Rodeo Soccer Club, which. Name TBD still.
Where are they from?
Somewhere in Texas. Salina, Texas.
Oh, okay.
Sarasota Paradise. So, yeah, this is their first year in the big boys, in the big leagues, I should say. Sporting Cascade, which is in Oregon.
Northern Oregon, I'm assuming.
And then
Port
St. Lucie, or Lucia, whatever.
Oh, is it Lucie?
In Florida. Yes, Eugene, Oregon.
Hmm.
Actually, oh, is this their stadium? That's quite class.
Yeah, so.
Lots of big things happening in the USL.
Hopefully
we get to go to a cute few games this season.
And hopefully it stays organic for a couple of years where they really get good fan bases and really start having MLS shake in their boots. Introduce a whole pro rel countrywide, nationwide. Man, that'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Wow. But yeah, They also announced the groups for the Jägermeister Cup, which will be pretty cool.
They also did
or the former Lino and Jägermeister Cup.
I'm like still call it the Jägermeister Cup.
R.I.P.
For now. The USL Women's also announced the team name for their Madison team.
Oh yeah, it's disgusting.
Rally, what was it again?
Was it Rally FC or something like that?
Yeah, it's like Rally Madison or something.
Is it Rally Madison, really?
Ah, fuck.
I didn't even know they had Madison in the name still.
Maybe not. I could be very wrong. But I remember I disliked it very much, so.
Color combo is cool, but poor execution.
I think that it should have just been, like,
same. Yeah, it is. Rally Madison FC.
They should have just kept the same colors as, like, Ford Madison.
Wait, that's actually kind of sick, bro.
What?
Kickoff season 8 of Forward Madison FC with unlimited food, drinks, and vibes on May 16th as we take on Detroit City in the Prince Tires USL Cup.
Forward Madison?
One match ticket, one unlimited food, and beer. Oh, but it says until the 30th minute. $35 if you just want unlimited food and soda. $41 if you want unlimited beer and
only
food.
Till the 30th minute? Those lines are going to be long as fuck. Yeah. You're only going to get like 2 beers by then.
Yeah.
May 16th? What day of the week is that?
I want to say it's a Saturday.
Fuck. You down? You down? I'm down. Are you down?
I can't promise anything, bro. That's the day after my birthday.
Fuck.
It is the 16th. I'm probably not going to do anything. I'm too old to celebrate my birthday, bro.
Yeah. Why celebrate the day where all your problems started?
Well, the day before is my birthday, not
that day. Yeah, but like it's a Friday. So. Like, I mean, you're probably going to go out, have fun.
Yeah, but like the game will be in the afternoon.
You're gonna go out with like your new corporate friends.
I don't have corporate friends.
Yeah, you do. And your office job, your fancy office job with your fancy city friends. Nah. While the hillbilly over here just fucking chills next to a cornfield.
Nah.
Yeah.
But yeah. I don't know what else to say, other than I'm excited for USL to be back. I'm excited to go to a fucking couple games. Did you see they also announced today that Leagues Cup, first, the Fire will be in it next year. But second, it's not going to be in the normal time frame that it's in. Obviously because of the World Cup.
Right.
So it's going to be like mid-August to mid-September.
The Leagues Cup in general can go fuck itself.
But that means they're going to be doing Leagues Cup during the season. So there's going to be even more fixture congestion.
More injury.
For our team. The most injury-prone team in MLS.
I mean, it's fuck the Leagues Cup unless the Fire win it. Then it's a massive trophy, but...
No. We need the Open Cup.
I need the Open
Cup. I need the Open Cup, bro.
But we're in both, right?
Yeah, we're in both. Okay. Yeah. We realistically or theoretically could do the triple. The treble this year.
Mm.
MLS Cup. Leagues Cup and Open Cup.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, it won't happen. It, like, that's why I said theoretically.
Theoretically.
Realistically, I mean, we're not going to win anything.
Yeah, unfortunately. That sucks, but...
It does suck.
But yeah, I still hate the Leagues Cup, honestly.
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
It's just money grab.
Like, money grab, money grab, sports washing, money grab.
Don't get me wrong, like... Seeing the Liga MX teams here, like in Chicago, right against like the Fire, it's cool. It is cool. I fuck with it. The only problem is that it's very unnatural.
It is.
If it was like the CONCACAF Champions League, you know, the team is here. Oh fuck yeah, that's lit. But you can tell in Leagues Cup that like a lot of the Liga MX teams don't even really try half the time. Like if you watch some of these games, like the defenders are just walking. Like, it's a joke. And it's just a Mickey Mouse trophy for money for the MLS to rake in more money. Because they know, like, a fat chunk of the fan bases that, like, of the sport is the Mexican community. And, I mean, again, like, if we did friendlies here in the off season, that'd be sick. I mean, obviously it doesn't really make sense here because it's cold as fuck in the offseason, so until they change the schedule.
Yeah.
But regardless, like, if there's a gap in the schedule, you do a friendly or something, like, Still sick. I don't know. Unfortunately, it is what it is. We live in a dark capitalist society. With World Cup tickets that cost more than a mortgage.
Yeah, speaking of World Cup tickets, that's one thing we didn't even mention.
We applied.
We applied for World Cup tickets.
Bring it around town.
I agree that it is corruption and it is disgusting what FIFA is doing.
There is no passion.
And we've talked about it, I think, every episode for the last month and a half.
Yeah.
But
World
Cup. You're damn right I fucking applied for them tickets, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Please, just one game. That's all I'm asking for. Just one game.
So you ended up applying for...
I applied for six games. I applied for England-Croatia in Dallas, Texas. Group stage game.
Yeah.
England's first group stage game, I believe.
You're going to go as an England fan if you get it, or a Croatian fan? Or just for the vibes?
I'm just going for vibes, no matter what game I go to.
Oh, well, yeah, but like... You don't have
unless, like, one of the later games. Like, so I applied for that one. I applied for Japan versus the winner of the European qualifier in Dallas, Texas as well. I applied for round of 32 game in Dallas, Texas, round of 16 game in Dallas, Texas, round of 16 game in Houston, and then I applied for Mexico versus who I'm really hoping is Ireland in Mexico City, which is Mexico's last group stage game. I'm not going to have like all of those games. I'm going as a neutral, the three I mentioned, unless it's like a really cool country in like the third round of 32 or the round of 16. Like, I don't even know what teams it could be because I didn't even look, but I was like, it's in Texas. I'm going to fucking apply.
Yeah, if you can't tell, our base of operation is going to be Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah, I applied for three different games. Not as many as AJ. But I did Netherlands, Japan, and Dallas.
That one would be sick as well.
I think just the vibe itself.
I look, you might just pick a random team to support in the World Cup. Because I think I've talked about it in the past. Like,
yeah.
The U.S. national team just doesn't move me, bro. Like, obviously, I'll support them because it's the home nation. But, like, eh, I don't really give a fuck. And they've done nothing but disappoint me for decades.
I think one thing that still keeps a like for me, for instance, for example, like say like with Mexico, even like though so many people always say like, you know, fuck the Federation, fuck these players, fuck like I can't support anymore. I'm like so sick of it. Is that like, I think one thing that the US fans lack compared to Mexico in a way is the atmosphere. And, like, the pridefulness in a way where, like, I'm not trying to shit on the U.S. fans, but I feel like every game is just a, I believe that we will win. Like,
yeah, their chance for shit.
Is that, like, I feel like there's something missing. I think there's, like, a spark missing. And if the fans were to be able to just, like, make it more, like, I don't know how to explain it, but do you kind of know, like, understand what I'm getting
yeah,
at?
Yeah.
I feel like there's a something missing.
I feel like part of it is because, like, most of the stadium is just casuals.
That, and I feel like one thing, too, at least recently, could be, I mean, I'm not going to get into it, but, like, within fans, possibly political tension.
Yeah.
Just because, like, well, I mean, we're not going to say, like, shit's not fucked, but, like, I do feel like a lot of the U.S. fans are honestly kind of racist. Or at least very ignorant.
Yeah, maybe.
At least the ones, obviously, online is different from real life, but... I don't know. But I feel like there's just, like, something missing where, like, it doesn't feel, like, together in a way. Like, there's, like, a spark missing.
It's fair.
Because I've said it so many times, like, this fucking Mexican national team pisses me the fuck off. I hate them. But you best believe if I get tickets for the game, like, I'm going to be screaming the national anthem at the top of my lungs, like...
I'll just be there with a smile on my face, bro.
Yeah. Oh, well, so yeah, that was another game I got. Also, the same one, Mexico versus European Playoff D, which, again, as AJ said, I hope to God it's Ireland. I think the vibes would be absolutely immaculate.
The vibes in the whole group, if it's Ireland, would be, like, the best vibes a group has ever had in the World Cup.
I think you would end up...
It has to.
By the end of the World Cup, you'd have me with if I get to these games, either an Irish wife, Dutch, or Japanese. I'll be in Mexico, so, like, that's always a possibility. But and then the round of 16 in Dallas as well. Or was it? No, it was 16.
Yeah.
So, depending who that is, like, I was going to do the round of 32. But to be fair, a lot of different teams could be in the round of 32. Yeah. I think the round of 16 is just a little bit more interesting. So, at least you'll get possibly better quality than the round of 32. Hopefully, you would assume. So, that'd be the I mean...
I also, to, like, my last point where I said, like, I don't agree with, like, what FIFA did and everything. I don't. And then the tickets are ridiculously expensive. But for sports in the U.S., I don't think that the price is, like, that preposterous. Like, I think, like, overall, like, worldwide view, yeah, it's way too much money.
It is.
But if we're just talking U.S., if we want to go to a Bears game next week... We're spending $300 to $400.
And I think that's also
the cheapest World Cup ticket that we could get was like $140 before tax and fees. Obviously, we may not get them, but yeah, the option is there. Yeah. And it's a lot of fucking money, and it should not be that much money.
Because it was like between $220 to $260 for us for the tickets.
Yeah. But
category three.
Like, that's what everyone knew that was going to happen. Like, it's in America, bro. Like,
the thing that sucks
is, and I don't agree with it. I hate it, but
it is very normal to us, right?
Yeah.
It is normal. I'm not saying it should be, but it is normal. Because one of the big things online was people... There is this one comment. I don't know any page or whatever, but basically saying that the reason NFL tickets cost so much is because, per se, they said, I think, the Cowboys... We're one of the biggest internationally known sports teams in the world, right? That's why the tickets cost $400, $500. And that it's normal because they're so massive. Whereas somebody said, Bayern Munich, one of the biggest teams, and not just Germany, Europe, but the world, like, you can buy a very good seat for, like, $80. And, like, that's a very good seat. Mm-hmm. Like, $30, like, even if your nose bleed, like, $20, $30 for a ticket, like... And let's be honest, Bayern is bigger than the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Like, there's no fucking way it's not. It literally is.
There's only a select few American sports franchises that are actually, like, massive worldwide.
Yeah.
And the Dallas Cowboys, yes, they are.
They are, but they're well not, known internationally, but...
But they're not...
Bayern Munich.
Like, there's probably, like I said, a handful of American teams that are bigger than most European clubs. And those are, like, the Lakers, the Bulls. That might be it, bro.
I think either, like, the Cubs or the White Sox as well.
I mean, they're known, but I don't know if they're necessarily bigger.
Yeah. Well, I think, for one, if anything, I say the White Sox are probably bigger than the Cubs around the world, only because nothing to do with the actual sport, but for the portrayal of the logo, it's on a lot of hats around the world. A lot of people have a Sox hat. Maybe the Yankees.
Oh yeah, the Yankees are up there. I forgot about them.
I was gonna say the Celtics, but maybe not.
That's one of the teams that's, like, I feel like they're in the same category as the Cowboys.
But again,
like,
the Cowboys, they're definitely up there, don't get me wrong. And they are probably well known more worldwide than half of the European teams out there.
And the Dodgers.
The Dodgers as well. But it's not, again, like, to that level. And so the argument going back to that, it's normal here, but it shouldn't be normal. And that's why I keep saying, like, we live in this society where we have to fucking, like... I almost went to the Bears game the other day, right? Because they were, like, $83 for a ticket. And the only reason it was that much is because it was, like, -7 out. That's the only reason they were that cheap. So if you want to get a cheap ticket...
You gotta put your life on the line, you're bro.
You better dress warm, because... No, it was -4, but I don't think that was including the wind chill from the lake.
It wasn't.
And if you don't know, Soldier Field is right on Lake Michigan. And if you don't know what Lake Michigan is, it's not your typical lake. It is a great lake. You can't see the other side. Unless on a clear day you can sometimes see Indiana. But that's not the point. It's fucking massive. And it's like a sea. It would be called a sea if it wasn't fresh water. It's a fucking sea.
Yeah.
It's cold as fuck. The clouds literally froze over it on Sunday. That's ridiculous. I can't stand that everything has to be so expensive. But that's, it's... FIFA should have done something, though, where that wouldn't be the case. But them having it here and blaming just the way that that's how life is, they're benefiting because they're getting more money. So it fucking sucks.
But, yeah, no, it's like you said, like, it is what it is. We're used to it. We shouldn't be used to it, but that's the reality that we live in. And now it's the reality that the world has to face.
Well, even the whole, well, unfortunately, sports, for, like, people who say, like politics don't belong in sports, honestly, you're fucking stupid, because that's been, like, the way it has been since the very beginning. If Iran, I believe, make it out the group, more than half their squad can't go into the U.S. for the next round. Like, how are you going to not let a team continue because of that?
Well, they already said the fans can't either, so.
Yeah, like, that's fucking ridiculous. Yeah. Like, it's...
How are you even hosting this in the first place? That's the that's the main question. It's like, why is the U.S. hosting the World Cup to begin with?
They shouldn't be.
They shouldn't be.
Honestly, it should have just been in Mexico.
It shouldn't have been in North America at all. They hosted within the last 20 years. It should have been somewhere new.
Well, no, that's the thing, though. It's already been in every other continent since it's North America's turn. It's been in other
continents, yeah, but it doesn't necessarily, like...
No, but that's how the cycle goes.
No, I know that's how the cycle goes, but... We broke the cycle by becoming the first people to host in three different countries. The cycle's meant to be broken. Every cycle's meant to be broken.
Yeah, but it's also unfairness to keep having it in a different continent. That's why, unfortunately, because of the next World Cup, since it's Spain, Portugal, and Morocco, right? You have two different confederations with the African one and the European one hosting. So now they're out for the next, like, you know, cycle. Like, that's their turn. But since they're doing an anniversary thing in South America with Uruguay, Argentina, and Paraguay, now they're out of the next cycle. So Saudi is where it goes next for technically Asia. So after Saudi, 2038, it is open to either Oceania or North America again. But technically Australia plays in the Asian Confederation.
So it'd be New Zealand.
New Zealand would be like literally like the only country with the infrastructure to host it if they even want it. If they don't want it, it goes straight back to North America. And at that point, it's like, again, U.S., Canada, Mexico. I mean, I would 100% be cool with Central America in general. Say,
it'd be so cool if it's like just spread throughout Central America.
Because Central America is not very big. And there's like five countries, I think, in that Central America. The only problem is, unfortunately, that they don't necessarily hold the infrastructure for the world to go there.
Yeah.
Necessarily. I mean, they have nice big cities and everything, but they don't really have the stadiums. Like, one of the nicest and the most modern ones is in Costa Rica, but even that one has a running track. And it's a nice stadium. I've seen it with my own eyes. But a running track at the end of the day.
I still can't believe that Chicago's just not hosting anything, bro.
I know, we've been robbed completely. They hate us.
Well, I shouldn't say we're not hosting anything. Because we did officially announce that we're hosting a watch party.
That's cool. I can announce that I'm hosting a watch party at my house.
At Recess in West Loop / Fulton Market.
That means nothing to me.
From kickoff till final whistle of the World Cup. It'll be football and nothing else.
There's a, I showed you earlier, the Don Julio bottle, the World Cup one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about getting it.
Damn.
I don't know. I don't buy bottles, so I feel like it'll be like my one and only.
Fuck it, for the one time.
World Cup edition. You know what, though? The thing that does piss me off is the World Cup logo is shit.
It is.
The 2-6.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I just realized. 2-6. They make a lot of 2026 merch that's left over. That merch is going to sell a lot in Little Village. 2-6? But I don't know.
Show you a little bang.
It's a lot of politics at the end of the day. And that's what business and sports are. Obviously, if you were ignorant to that, if you didn't see the World Cup draw, there it is. But I say enough for the World Cup for now.
Yeah.
We have some Premier League action. We have some Champions League action. Let's go with the Champions League. With the bigger results. The bigger games, I should say. We just started with Tuesday the 9th. Inter-Liverpool. Liverpool 1-0. Bit surprised that Liverpool won, honestly. They have not been very good all season. But good for them, I guess. Barca 2, Frankfurt 1. Unlucky from Frankfurt. Thought they had in the first half. Big upset, I would say. Atalanta 2, Chelsea 1. Just bit shit from Chelsea, honestly. That's all I really got to say. I'll move on to Wednesday. Do you have another Tuesday game you'd want to talk about?
Nah, bro.
Alright. Benfica 2, Napoli 0. Massive result for Benfica. I don't know if you heard about the story about Antonio Conte and Jose Mourinho. So, I believe the last time these two met was about 7 years ago, where Conte was at Chelsea and Mourinho was at United.
Oh, shit.
And they had a bit of a scuffle at the end of one of the first matches of this whatever season it was. I'm not good on fact, like specific details, but they had a scuffle, they exchanged some words, whatever. And then the next game, well, because Antonio, like, Conte said some shit about Mourinho. Mourinho said some shit about, like, you suck or whatever. And then the last game, like, Chelsea beat United. Conte, like, basically said, stay quiet or some shit like that, right? Like, some shit like that. I forgot the exact. Sorry, obviously. But whatever that was, right, that Conte said at the end, 7 years later, Benfica beat Napoli, end of Mourinho's press conference, he said, stay quiet. Or whatever it was that the phrase was. But basically referring to the last time they saw each other. 7 years later.
Game's gone, bro.
Man's playing chess, not checkers.
Is he playing chess, not checkers, bro? Or is he just a washed-up has-been?
I think you're just jealous.
I'm jealous.
Yeah.
Okay.
Real Madrid 1, Manchester City 2. Did you watch this game? I was not able to.
Couldn't. The biggest team in England was playing.
Oh, okay.
And we fucking drew 2-2 to Leverkusen.
Yeah. Big up Grimaldo.
And PSG drew 0-0 to Athletic Club de Bilbao.
Yeah. Most people would probably say it's a shocking result, but Bilbao's not too bad. I mean, they're not the best.
They're not the best, but they're not the worst.
But they're not the worst.
Shout out Bilbao.
And Athletic Boise.
Nah, fuck Boise. Idaho, Udo.
Arsenal won. Sure, cool. Who gives a fuck? Some permanent Liverpool back to winning ways.
Yeah.
Following their big result in the Champions League. Now they brought it to the Prem.
And
beating Brighton 2-0.
Potentially Mo Salah's last game as a Liverpool player ever.
Could be. Welcome to the Chicago Fire, Mohamed Salah. Comfortable win, Chelsea 2, Everton 0. It was a comfortable win.
It was.
Burnley lost 3-2 to Fulham.
Everton are cheeks, bro.
And I'm so pissed that Wolves fumbled a bag.
Poor K.
Arsenal 2, Wolves 1. Wolves score an own goal.
They score 2 own goals.
I'm getting there.
They scored 2 own goals.
I know, I was. They scored 2 own goals. There you go.
Nah, but the fact that they equalized in the 90th and then fucking concede an own goal in the 94th is insane, bro.
It's ridiculous, man.
They try so hard, but they always get in their own way in the end.
That's so unlucky. Like, fuck.
And that's the reason that they're the worst team in Premier League history.
As of now or officially?
Statistically, as of right now.
But obviously, they could still pick it up.
I mean, yeah, they could.
I think, what was the lowest amount of points ever? Like, 8?
Something like that.
Was it Derby? Swansea? It was a team in white.
It was Derby, I think. Derby.
Okay.
Because that's who everyone thought Ipswich was going to beat. And then they started picking up points.
Everybody thought it was going to be Luton.
Oh, yeah, that's who it was. Luton, not Ipswich. RIP Luton, though. It was Derby. 11 points.
That's insane.
And then Southampton last season with 12. And then the mighty Sunderland with 15. Like fucking joke club. Fucking small-ass club,
bro. Well, that small-ass club beat Newcastle United on Sunday 1-0.
Speaking of a
massive result.
What a fucking header, man.
Voltamade.
What a header by Voltamade.
Made.
Voltamade.
Own goal. Newcastle lost 1-0.
Yeah, we got... We got smoked. I'll give it to him.
West Ham 2. Villa 3.
Shock. Not really.
We didn't watch the game because obviously we're watching the Newcastle game, but it seemed like it was a good game. I should have watched like the highlights or something. And then the mighty Nottingham Forest beat Tottenham. Hudson-Odoi brace. Love to see it.
Yeah, there's a couple and assist. There's a couple of Premier League teams that are going to be looking for managers very, very soon.
Yeah, I believe so.
Spurs, Newcastle,
Palace.
Oh yeah, but he's different. They're not going to sack him. He's just leaving because he doesn't fuck with the board.
Yeah. But yeah, Spurs are... their ass.
The fans have officially turned on Thomas Frank.
It's so funny, too, seeing like these kind of results for like a Spurs and like some other teams that like we see here and there or talk about other weeks where we see the results and it's like L.
Leonore is building a new stadium. Sorry. Yes, continue.
But yet, they're still, like, not at the bottom of the table. So, like, Spurs, every time I, like, see that they're playing, they lose.
I swear they're losing every weekend.
They're literally 11th.
Yeah.
Which is obviously not good, but you're not at the bottom.
But it's because they beat teams that they shouldn't beat.
That's ridiculous. City beat Palace 3-0. Fuck City. And then Brentford and Leeds tied 1-1. Uneventful. Monday, United tying to Bournemouth. I don't even know what to say. But again, same thing I was saying about Spurs. These United results, you look at them sometimes, and you're just like, surely they're like 15th or some shit, right? They're in 6th. I don't know how. I mean, yeah, they've won like a couple of games like where maybe you'd think they'd lose just because they're so shit, and they actually win. But like 6th? It was a bit shocking for me.
It is crazy that they're so high up the table.
Yeah.
And they're still, like, not completely sold on Amorim.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is a bit shaky, regardless.
Oh, shaky, shaky, shaky.
I'm going to take it back to Sunday and take it across the pond back to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. The final, right?
So, Thursday was the first leg in Monterrey. Tigres hosted Toluca. Liga MX final. If you don't know, it's two leg, home and away. Toluca, absolutely poor. Should have lost like 5-0, honestly. They only lost 1-0. Right?
Yes.
So, now, Sunday, they go to Toluca. Toluca's hosting Tigres. 1-0 on aggregate. It was actually a pretty good game, I'm not going to lie. Did you watch?
Nope.
Yeah, no, I figured. It was actually a pretty good game. It was quite back and forth. Ends 2-2. We go to extra time. Extra time ends. It's still 2-2. So penalties, right? It goes to the point where the keepers take their own pen.
I saw that. That I did see.
And it still keeps going after. But it was so intense because Degas would literally miss their pen at one point, no matter who took, like, just whoever. DeLuca, literally just to go and score the pen, not happen three times where they literally missed it. They literally just, and vice versa, happened, like, once where DeLuca missed, Degas had a score. No. At the end of the day, I think the last penalty missed was by Angel Correa.
No way.
Ex-Atleti player. Argentinian world champ. Misses his pen.
Unlucky.
DeLuca's time to go. Alexis Vega.
Star boy.
Former the star boy. The exed. Failed reject from Chivas. The proclaimed party animal. Alcoholic. A problem. Reinvented himself with DeLuca already. Won him a league. Last season. Goes up to take the pen.
Buries it.
Buries it. DeLuca champion.
Back to back, no?
Back to back. Fourth Mexican team to win back to back since they started the, like, two season in a year type calendar. Whatever the... I mean, it's Clausura Apertura, but I don't... I mean, Liga MX is a little weird.
I saw some men were saying this shit's a dynasty in the making.
You know, it's funny because, like, the second match was pretty good, and, like, they do have really good players. But some of the games I've seen from them during the season, I don't know how they get a result sometimes. Because it's not that good. And, again, it's all about perspective. I probably watched, like, the two or three games where they played like shit. Compared to the rest of the games where they probably did well. Obviously, they won, so they're good. But it's just, like... Dynasty? Depends who they can get next, because some of their players are a little older.
Oh.
So.
But that's how it is usually, isn't it?
I guess,
it's, yeah. The team that you think is going to fall off, that then they just somehow, some way, they get the most random fucking guy, and then they just start performing.
Because they went back-to-back, right? They're not going to go back-to-back-to-back. That'd be pretty boring. America already did it. I hate America, but
vamos America.
I feel like it just makes it boring.
That's fair.
But if they do it again, like another year or two, like to win it, cool. If they win it again, though, they surpass Chivas to officially become the second
most
decorated team in Mexico, because they just tied Chivas with 12 Liga Mickey's titles. I think America is, like, at 16 or some shit. I don't know. Fuck them. So, that'd be pretty cool.
Where's San Luis at?
You know, we've had a battle corruption. Had to.
Fucking owned by fucking... Athletic Club.
That's Atletico Madrid.
Yeah, but same shape.
Really not. Actually, there was some news about San Luis that they are looking into getting approved to expand and modernize the stadium.
Oh, shit.
So, it's rumored right now, there is talk to basically just where the stadium is right now, build a whole new stadium there. Mm-hmm. Well, like, add to what's there, but there's not really much there. It's like... just like an outdoor bowl with like one side with like the press boxes and shit that's not fully finished.
Fairs.
Only reason I'm not excited. Building a new stadium in Mexico or renovating is a bitch and a half because it never happens. Like ever. It is very difficult for whatever reason. Big ambition never happens. And I don't know if I mentioned last time. Mazatlan got bought out by Atalante, the owner. So Mazatlan's probably going to either disappear or go to the second division. And Atalante is going to take that spot and play in Liga MX maybe next year. Which, I don't like Mazatlan because they did that to Morelia and that's a historic Liga MX team. And I kind of like Atalante just because they're historic. But I also can't fucking stand that you can just buy a team. It's like... like the U.S. sports. Like, you can just move a franchise, right? I can't stand that. That's, like, it happened to San Luis like 2 or 3 times. Like, that's why they had to rebrand several times.
Bro, why does San Luis not have a fucking LinkedIn page, bro?
Did you put an Atlético San Luis?
Yeah.
What about Atlético this San Luis?
Yes.
Just type in San Luis. Potosí.
Oh, it's cooked.
Mm. Anyway, yeah. That's some bullshit, but... I mean, I don't care for Mazatlán at all, but I just don't like that you can do that. And the whole pro routing is... They announced it, but... Is it going to happen? Probably not. Fucking corrupt pigs.
Disgusting, eh? It's just disgusting.
But that's... A Liga MX spiel. Spiel. And... There wasn't really other notable games that, to me, that I could pick out of the crowd.
Yeah, no, not really.
Talk about. One thing I will say. The Serie A is kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. Your top four are Inter. AC Milan just dropped down to second. Napoli in third. And Roma in fourth. All separated by 3 points. So first and 30 with 33 points. Roma in fourth with 30.
That's quite nice.
I think that's a lovely title race going on right now. Lovely to see from Roma getting back up there. They haven't in a while. They've struggled. And Milan doing a lot better than I expected them to this season. I think the title race is quite nice. So, that's my other thing I guess I'll say. But... Personally, I do believe that is kind of all I have. I don't know if you have anything else to add.
One last thing. Today, FIFA made a massive announcement.
Yeah.
Ousmane Dembele is the men's best player. FIFA men's best. Lamine Yamal, FIFA men's best young player. Luis Enrique. Best manager. That's really all
I got. When did this come out?
Today.
When?
Today.
Not yet, no shit. Like, what time?
9 hours ago.
Oh, shit. I guess I haven't really been on social media too much.
Aitana Bonmati, back-to-back FIFA Women's Player of the Year for the third straight. Oh, back-to-back-to-back.
Damn, girl.
Three straight, bruv.
Okay.
Guess who the best women's coach was?
Cool.
Serena Weigman, England head coach of the Lionesses.
But they won shit?
I don't think there was anything they could win this year.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't it be a club coach, manager?
Don't know.
Hmm.
Was there women's Euros this year?
Fucking hell, there was. We watched the games.
Did we?
Yeah, remember we're in Cincinnati? We're watching one of the England games. Oh my god, I apologize to all the women listening. I completely forgot about the women Euros.
I don't, bro. I can't remember. I don't apologize at all.
Yeah, remember we went to that one market thing? By where we played pickleball and shit?
UEFA Women Euros 2025. Holy shit, it did happen, bro.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
England won, no?
Well, I'm assuming they won if she won fucking manager, right? They had to have won it.
That's true.
Because it wouldn't have gone to someone that lost, I don't think. Maybe it would have, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they haven't even happened yet.
What?
I'm just kidding, they have.
What?
England won 6-1.
In the final?
I think.
Fucking hell. I did see that the 2025 Marta Award, which is for the goal of the year, I think, went to Lisbeth Ovalle. I think it's Ovalle from Tigres. banger of a fucking goal.
Oh, no. England won on penalties. 3-1. Wait, that's not the final, is it? Oh, yeah, it is. But I genuinely don't remember this happening at all.
It's very vague, but I do remember catching a handful of games.
Which I feel quite bad because, like when the Women's World Cup happens, I watch. Yeah. Not like I watch the Men's World Cup where I'm like, oh, I can't miss a game.
But you show respect.
But I watch.
Yeah, you watch regularly. A couple of games.
Yeah.
If you can.
And I genuinely don't remember a single second of the Women's Euros.
Okay, so we definitely caught a game or two.
No, I believe you. I'm not saying Cincinnati. I don't believe you.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, we caught, like, one or, like, two or, it was, like, at least two.
We must have talked about it on the pod as well.
Probably.
We better have. Eesh. Otherwise, I feel like I've failed society.
Sexist pig.
I've done worse.
Oh, Lord. Shit, did we not catch one, like, just, like, over here one time, like, at a bar?
I don't know.
Because the Club World Cup was happening at the same time.
Nah, actually, I feel like I did, not the final, maybe not the final, but I do remember us watching only because I remember, like, England Twitter was going crazy.
Mm.
And everyone was like, oh, we're at the beer gardens.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, it must be nice. I wish that was me. That's going to be me in Euro 28. Oh, a beer garden outside of Wembley, bro. Box Park, run me in that bitch.
UK and Ireland.
I got to find a European country to support. Maybe that's going to be my goal for the World Cup. Find a European country to support.
I might just support fucking Ireland.
If they make it.
They're hosting.
No, but I mean the World Cup.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
I got to pick a team that can compete at least. I want to pick another.
My dark horse is Japan.
Yeah, but they're not European, mate.
That is fair.
I'm feeling like a... Maybe I'll go with, like, a... thinking Balkan. I don't know why. Bosnia? No, I can't go Bosnia. Bosnia's crap.
What Balkan countries made the World Cup? Serbia?
Can't. Definitely can't support Serbia. I'm pro-Albania, for those that don't know.
Yeah, it's just because he had a crush on somebody in high school.
Had?
Okay, has, still.
Just kidding. But no, I am.
Bosnia made it?
Yeah. Didn't Kosovo also make it?
I think it was Kosovo instead of Bosnia.
No, they're both. No, I think Bosnia is in the playoff.
I don't know. Is it Kosovo that made it?
I swear they made it, bro.
Isn't North Macedonia also in the playoff?
They are.
Are they considered Balkan?
I don't know. Maybe.
Might just be Eastern Europe. I don't know the details. I apologize. I don't fully know my European history.
Actually, I think I'll be a Scotland fan.
That'd be nice.
I quite like Scotland.
Oh, Wales might make it as well.
Yeah, but I'm not a big fan of the Welsh.
Nothing against them. The recliner, if you're listening, I'm so sorry for his comments.
I forgot about that. Yeah, but they're from Cardiff, so that doesn't count, bro. Cardiff is cultured, bro.
I do like the Wales kit, though.
To be fair, I think Cardiff is, like, the only Welsh city I know.
Swansea.
Oh, that is in Wales, huh?
Mm. Wrexham.
Wrexham, yeah. All right, I'm cultured, I know.
I think that's about it. That's all I know. I could probably give you another one.
But now, yeah, yeah.
No, I can't. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm thinking Scotland. I think I'll pick Scotland or Ireland. If Ireland make the World Cup, I'll be an Irish fan. Just for my boy Dean, even though he shit-talked me.
Is that the Sunderland fan?
Yeah.
I like him.
But if Ireland don't make the World Cup, then I'm going to be a Scotland fan.
Bears.
I think I do have, like, if you look down my ancestral tree, there's probably some Scottish in there somewhere. My dad is very white.
Probably some Spanish in there, too. Your mom's half Puerto Rican, half Mexican.
There's definitely Spanish. But I can't support Spain.
I think I have a little French in mine.
They colonized me too much.
I think that's why I have blue eyes. No, because that's on my mom's side. And my dad's siblings, also a few, have blue eyes. And they're technically just straight fucking, like, they've been in Mexico forever. There's nothing else at one point mixed that we know of. But my mom's side, there is a great, great, great something that was French.
I wish there was a way to, like, accurately find out.
Yeah, I don't trust those DNA tests.
I don't want to give them my spit. My saliva and my DNA. I mean, they have my...
Oh, it's supposed to be spit?
Yeah, you gotta, like, spit on the thing.
Oh, I nutted in it.
Or no, you don't spit in it. You, like, I think you, like, swab your mouth. But I wish there was a way to accurately depict my ancestral heritage.
Yeah.
Because that'd be cool. Like, oh, I'm actually part this. I can actually support them.
My family's just Mexican, so it's either, like... Aztec, colonized by the Spanish, and then whatever the fuck else happened.
You know what's weird, actually? So I had this... Well, I guess it's not really weird. One of my, like, not my aunts, but my dad's aunts. So I guess technically, like, I don't know. My grandma used to refer to her as, like, oh, like, aunt. I don't even remember her name. But she fled from Poland to America. So, like, some of my cousins are first descendants of Polish.
Do you have Polish blood?
Yeah. Well, no, because she, like, married into the family.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. I don't know if I ever met them.
Didn't know their last names? Does it end with ski?
Not fucking hell. Probably. I don't like the Polish. I'm not going to lie. No, I do like the Polish. The Polish are cool.
I love my Polish neighbor.
Just not my... Never mind. I can't say that on there. Yeah, I can. My boss. Well, not my boss, but someone in the company is Polish. He's a little fucking rat. A little bastard.
It's good to know. AJ thinks the Polish are okay.
Yeah. I actually used to go to a Polish grocery store. It was cool.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Around here or back in Chicago?
No, I lived in the city.
Little village used to be Polish.
What are we talking about? I'm so sorry if you're still here, bro. I think that's the end of the footy talk.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, we got to do the giveaway.
We didn't set it up. I told you to put the fucking wheel beforehand.
No, we can do it right now.
It's literally going to take forever. We have to look up everybody who...
It's really not going to take that long, bro. I can do it in like 35 seconds, bro.
One, two. You have to go on TikTok, too.
I know.
Three. Four, five, six. If you're listening, literally just click, like, skip ahead by, like, what is it, 10 or 15 seconds, like, twice. Eight.
I don't know. Oh, we can't even see who reposted our video. That's the issue.
Are you for real?
We can. There's a way.
10. 11. 12. I should probably read you the names, huh? How selfish of me. 13?
No, I'm trying to see who reposted. Nobody reposted it, bro. It doesn't tell us. I guess we'll just say whoever commented. Fuck it.
I'll figure it out. 15. 16.
But do we put people twice if they did it on both?
No.
No?
Oh, fuck me. You're right. It doesn't say who reposted.
It's okay. I'm just going to assume that the people that commented did.
Wait, I know how to check who reposted. If I go on my profile and click on the video. Oh, yeah.
All right, who reposted?
Oh, it was Jose, and it didn't say the other one. I guess I have to be friends with them.
Fuck's sakes. Then we're changing it. If you made a comment, you're entered into the giveaway.
Who's Christina?
I don't know. They fucking commented, bro.
On which one?
On Instagram.
Could that be Jose's sister? It's only Christina. I think I know. 17. 18.
Damn, we haven't posted a TikTok in a while, bro.
19. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Hey, we're getting followers still, though.
No idea. Godless? The hell's that?
I know who that is. The Silos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Jose's sister.
All right, I'm going to record a video of me doing it so that I can post it on.
Well, hold on, let me look at who commented on TikTok.
I already did, bro. You're just too slow, innit?
Are you sure that's everybody?
All right, y'all. I'm doing the draw right now for the winner of the giveaway. All these people. We didn't put your name twice if you commented on both. Just because that would be too crazy, mate.
The hell was that?
What do we do? Do we spin it once and like they win it? Or do we spin it 10 times and the last person standing gets it?
Yeah, I kind of like that last one.
All right.
It's going to take a minute, though. This is going to be a long video.
Last person on the board gets the hat and keychain.
So first person out is...
Who the fuck even is that?
My cousin.
You're gone, buddy. Unlucky, son. I'm sorry, that was rude.
Oh, no, Jose's out.
He's going to be fuming. He's fuming. Oh, shit, I'm not even recording the fucking wheel.
Jesus Christ, Dave.
Let me zoom out a little bit. Oh, there goes Ralph.
Fuera.
Yep, remove.
Okay. Anyway, we got like 7 left?
Shit. Yeah, 7 more spins.
Oh, no, Antonio's out.
Wow. I'm trying to keep making noise for the pod.
Yeah.
So that they know. Peru's out.
Oh.
That's your aunt?
Yeah, it's my aunt.
Wait, aren't they the same person?
Oh, no. Actually, one of them's a... God damn it. I don't know.
Well, if Butterflies wins, we're going to have to fact check if it's the same person. They can't win because that's cheating.
That is. Because you got one from TikTok and one from Instagram, yeah. Isn't it? I think it's the same person.
Yeah. All right, Butterflies, I'm sorry, but you're also out. Is that Jose's cousin from Instagram? A. Guzman?
It's probably Adrian.
Yeah, I gotta be. Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Oh, there goes Christina.
Damn, the whole Jose family is gone, bro. Nah, if this fucking land... If your brother fucking wins the giveaway...
That'd be hilarious.
Oh, my days. He just won it.
Because the other one's the same person.
We'll spin it for the hell of it. But congratulations, Ramiro. Honestly, deserved because he came on the podcast in a time of need.
Yeah.
And helped us out. So guess what? You really are.
And this is very natural because that video...
I stopped it on accident. But...
All right, thanks for listening. My brother won. It's not rigged. The video will come out. Just throw it up.
Yeah. GG's. Follow us on TikTok and Instagram. And who knows, maybe soon there will be another giveaway.
Yeah, hopefully.
God, bye.
So we're going to redo it because this stupid idiot, AJ.
I stopped the video.
He stopped recording it halfway through, so we're redoing the entire thing. So... Rami, if you're listening.
I'm so sorry.
I am so sorry.
Unless he wins again.
What are the odds?
If he wins again, then it was just...
I feel like rigged, but it's whatever.
I mean, it's not rigged, bro. Look, I'll press shuffle on the video.
No, yeah.
So everyone can see, I just press shuffle like 8 times. And we're spinning until there's one name left on the wheel. There's no duplicates this time either.
Yeah, we really didn't do it well the first time. First person out is Antonio. Why do you keep spelling names wrong?
Antonio. Bro, I was trying to type too fast. I'm sorry.
Antonio's out. I apologize, Antonio.
He's not listening anyways.
No, he's not. But he'll probably text a TikTok. Christina, you are out. You're not listening either. But I appreciate the likes and the comments.
Yeah, I'm so sorry, again, that we had to redo this shit.
And Olivia, you are out.
Yeah, thank you for joining. Stay tuned for maybe more giveaways in the near future.
Yes. Rio.
Oh, Rio. Gone.
Who's next? Go, 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 go. Oh, there he goes, Rami. Man, oh, man.
You deserved a better, bro. I can't lie.
Ralph, gone. Oh, we look at getting a little nervous. Adrian, gone.
I don't like the fact that it's making names very big, bro.
It is very big. It's weird. Carlos, gone.
It's a final four. Three more spin. Well, two more after this. Butterflies is out of here, son.
Gone.
Thank you for the support again. I'm so sorry.
You know, two of these live in the same household.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Well, not anymore, they don't.
The final two. You spelled it wrong again?
Bro, that's what you told me.
Oh!
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy, bro. All right, the winner is...
Messly.
You spelled it wrong. I didn't spell it wrong. Maybe I did, actually. I don't know. Like I said, I was typing fast. I'm sorry if I spelled your name wrong. Thank you for the support. We'll get you your hat and keychain. Bye.